my best advice would be to not sweat the petty things and don't pet sweaty things.
I think we lost you there, Daryl. You were clear in the beginning, but I think maybe the signal dropped.
Okay, I went back to VHF. Is that any better?
Is someone else able to give me a signal report if they're coming in strong on someone else's end?
He's doing fine over here, VA7ZEB.
How's my signal going? Are you guys able to hear me fine?
Oh, yeah, you're full quieting, Michelle. A little bit of static in the back, or hiss in the back, but no problem at all.
ZEB, I'm on my handheld. I'll go to my station.
Okay, I'm just going to hold there just because it seems like maybe something on my end's going on. Signals are coming in a little scratchy and hard to hear. I'm just going to ask, sorry, I don't know if Daryl did an in and out yet or if he's still on. If you can just come forward if you're still there and let me know if you're still there.
Victor Alpha 7, Charlie, Quebec Delta, Michelle, Daryl, is that better?
Yeah, that's a little better. Still a little scratchy, but I can actually hear you now.
Okay, I'll keep it brief. Thanks for checking me in. I'll let you carry on with the net. Hard for me to get to you tonight, but I heard Reginald problem. Thank you very much. We're neighbors, of course. That makes sense. 7-3 is for everybody.
Okay, thank you so much. Yeah, that last check-in there, like, that was clear. I was able to hear you. So thank you so much, Daryl. 7-3, take care. Next on the list, I have Victor Alpha 7, Uniform Yankee.
Good evening, Michelle, and you're doing a wonderful job, 7-3, and I'll keep it brief as well. I'm out in Mission, and no traffic for your net, but I will listen, and if you're calling back for roundtable, I'll take part.
All right, thank you so much. Sorry, I didn't get your name there. If I could just grab your name quickly.
The name is Paul, Papa Alpha Uniform Lima.
All right. Thank you so much, Paul. If you want to take part in tonight's question, it is what is a good life hack for ham radio or in life in general?
Oh, it's very close to the last person's, and it's don't get angry. Keep calm and try again.
Perfect. Yeah, that's a great great piece of advice. I agree. Stay like someone once told me, be like a duck, because ducks' feathers are waterproof and the water just rolls off of them. So whatever people say to you, just let it roll off. Thank you. 7-3. All right, and so let's continue on with three more check-ins. So come in now.
Victor Echo 7, Golf, Papa Romeo, Scary.
All right, Gary, it seems like you have the floor to yourself. Did you want to participate in tonight's topic question?
Yeah, sure thing. What was it again? Something about ham radio and whatever. Go ahead.
Yeah, tonight's topic is what is a good life hack for ham radio or for life in general?
Oh, well, that's a load of one for me. Well, what's your pocketbook for me? My pocketbook gets hacked on a regular basis with buying stuff for the ham shack down here. So does that count?
Yes, I think it does. Thank you. Yeah, no, that's a good one that I think people would appreciate to hear that. Thank you very much. Is there anything else you wanted to share?
Not much. Tomorrow we're going to be doing another practice for a poppy flight. We're going to be flying, as you know, we fly, well, probably a lot of people know, we fly November the 11th downtown, of course, for the Cenotaphs. There are four aircraft involved. I should have my APRS going. We'll see how that goes, if I remember right, to get it all set up in time. We hit about 12 or 13 Cenotaphs throughout the lower mainland. And we're basically it now, besides the RCAF Aurora. Back to you.
That's actually really interesting, Gary. Yeah, I didn't know that you fly aircraft. What type of aircraft do you fly? I'm curious to know.
Well, my personal airplane is a Piper Cherokee. It's been in the family for a long, long, long time, and that's what I'll be flying on the weekend there for our flights. I fly a Mooney, and I fly a Bonanza. How's that?
I don't know a whole lot about airplanes, but that does sound really interesting. And, well, that'd be good to know for people to know if they want to come down and see you fly for out in Vancouver, right?
Yeah, that'd be affirmative. We take off about 25 after 10. And head south towards White Rock, so we do the White Rock Cenotaph. Then we go up past Delta, North Delta Cenotaph. Then overhead New Westminster, and then North Burnaby, and then across over to North Van, West Van, over the Spanish Banks, and then through English Bay, of course, and up the little inlet. Geez, I'm having a brain duh right now. And then, of course, over the Cabby Street Cenotaph. And then head outbound. We've got a few more to hit after that, including the Cloverdale one. And then once our flight is done, we fly over Delta Heritage Air Park, head back towards Langley, and land at Langley. Back to you.
Oh, okay. And where are you in the formation so we'll know which aircraft you're in?
I'm in the number two position, so that would put me on the right-hand side of our lead aircraft.
Awesome. Thank you so much. We'll have to, like, keep our eyes out for that. Well, thank you so much. And 7-3, I'm going to move on to the next three call signs. If you want, come in now.
Victor Alpha 7, Zulu Echo Bravo Red.
Hello, good night, Reg. Looks like you have the floor to yourself. Come on in.
Good evening again, Michelle. Good evening again, Ness. You're doing an amazing job. Thank you for doing it again. I guess for your topic, the thing that I always tell new hams, and it definitely applies to life in general, is don't spend a giant ton of money. People come into the hobby and they spend thousands and thousands of dollars, and it reminds me almost exactly like photography. People think, you know, my photos suck, so I'm going to go spend $3,000 on some Leica, and it's going to make me a good photographer, and it doesn't, right? It's so much more about the operator, number one, the antenna, number two, and then finally the rest of the setup. It's so much better to see young hams start with modest equipment, not spending a giant ton of money, learning what they're interested in, and then, and only then, maybe upgrade your equipment a little bit. That's my hack for just about everything in life, is don't spend too much money. So that's it for me, VA7ZEB.
Thank you so much, Red. Yes, I do agree. I also do photography, so I know how expensive cameras and all the extra equipment can be. And I tend to be like that, too. I like to kind of, you know, start small or start cheap. But, you know, there's people out there also who, you know, like the shiny things. mentioning Victor Echo 7, Uniform Juliet Mike, my partner here, he's helping me out and looking at him.
Oh, yes, I'm well aware of Johnny's proclivities for extremely expensive trinkets, and I enjoy looking at his trinkets, and I'm very glad it's his bank account and not mine. That's it for me, VA7ZEB.
Thank you so much, Reg. All right, let's continue on. If there's any others who'd like to sign in, we'll do it in groups of three. Come forward.
Victor Echo 7, Whiskey Tango Mike, Randy, East Vancouver.
Hello, Randy. Victor Echo 7, Whiskey Tango Mike. The floor seems to be all yours. Go ahead.
Good stuff. Well, I will stick around. I'll be listening. You're doing a fantastic job. You're a natural. Just finishing off my supper and listening to the net. V7 Whiskey Tango Mike.
All right. Thank you so much for signing in. No pressure at all. Are you wanting to answer the topic of the question at all tonight?
Oh, I don't really have any good life hacks other than start making supper early so you're not eating at 7:45 in the evening.
That sounds like a really good one, making sure that you don't go hungry. all right, thank you so much for sharing, Randy. Have a great night, and we'll continue on. So if there's anyone else who'd like to sign in, come forward, groups of three.
Victor Echo 7, Hotel Victor Bravo.
Victor Echo 7, Hotel Victor Bravo. I didn't get your name.
Yeah, no worries, Harry. Victor Echo 7, Hotel Victor Bravo. Great job on the net tonight. I've been in and out of the room catching bits and pieces here and there.
Thank you so much for signing in, Harry. We have you down. Are you wanting at all to participate in the topic question for tonight?
I guess the only bit of advice or life hack, I guess you'd call it, I throw out is never take criticism from somebody you wouldn't take advice from.
Yeah, that sounds like a really good one. No, that makes a lot of sense. I like that one. I'll hold on to that. Thank you for sharing. And let's move forward. So next call sign, come on in, please. I don't know if that was someone trying to get in. I'll just see one more time if there's anyone else who wants to sign in.
Victor Echo 7, Lima Lima Whiskey for a quick hello.
Victor Echo 7, Lima Lima Whiskey, thank you so much for checking in. I didn't catch your name.
The name is Les, and I'm just on my way on the upper levels to go to Horseshoe Bay to take a ferry to Nanaimo. That's all, and I decided to turn on the radio.
All right, thank you so much, Les, for checking in. Yes, please stay mobile safe, drive safely. Thank you so much, and have a good night. And next call sign, come forward.
You can put some rocks on the paper. VE7ROX.
thank you so much for signing in. Would you like to participate in tonight's topic question?
Oh, it depends what it is. You can put me down as on hold. So there you go. Happy Friday to all check-in and chatters. All is well here. No traffic. Back to net. I'll be in and out, but if something interesting comes up, I will be in listening mode. Back to net.